Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Sexy Sleep Sunday. Are you ready to go to bed? You should be, because you'll be asleep by the end of this file. Did you enjoy yesterday's guidance? Did it help you feel better and sleep well? And who knows what you'll become tomorrow? Well, I do, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's focus on today. Today, I have a little story for you. And this is a special story. It is a story in which you are encouraged to touch. You'll be allowed one orgasm, and I promise you that you'll know exactly when it will be. So for now, just close your eyes and prepare to touch. And remember, orgasms are a reward. They are a gift for good listening. So I hope that today you will listen extremely well. Now, normally I've been known to instruct you on how to touch, but today I'm going to share with you a fantasy, a teasing tale for you to enjoy while you touch. I'm sure you have no obligations against touching yourself while listening to me telling you a story. And as I hinted earlier, the story is slightly interactive. You'll know, don't worry. If you've been listening well, your eyes are already closed. And if you've been listening even better, your mind is opening up. While your thoughts are melting away and letting my voice take control of you, you can keep on touching. Let me sketch for you a scene. Just imagine yourself in the center of a strange city, in a busy shopping street, together with me. And while we're walking, just two people in the middle of a crowd in the late afternoon. Something special is happening that nobody else knows about. See, I have in my possession a remote, and this remote controls a vibrator placed in such a way in or against your body as to tease you beautifully. And you can easily imagine while we're walking that sometimes put the vibration low, almost calming, letting your mind melt away despite all the people around you. And then, just as you're getting comfortable, I suddenly turn it up, a strong high pulse. Just intense pleasure coursing through your body. But as soon as you stop walking, I tell you that you need to keep walking. You must obey. And we continue just walking through the shopping street. All the vibrations in your body keep teasing you. Deep between your legs, the vibrations seem to go through your bone and skin and touch you even where the device itself does not. And when it becomes too much, I put it lower again, but never completely off. Sometimes long, intense vibration. Just one continuous, intense sensation until it stops again and goes with soft, quick pulses. It's just such a strange feeling to have a part of your body completely controlled by someone else in such a public place. Now, of course, you're perfectly safe. All of this is just a fantasy, but it is a very vivid one, as you can feel the pleasure in your body. And the more pleasure you feel, the deeper you go. It's going to build up higher and higher, deeper and deeper, until you will get your release. But I wonder, as you're walking next to me in this busy shopping street, will your release be quiet, subtle, practically unnoticeable? Or will you let out a guttural moan of pure desire? I keep teasing. I keep your mind off balance with the vibrations. I keep making sure that you're never quite prepared for what's happening. We even go into a shop, and I make you look at clothes, at things we may buy. How something as innocent as a belt could inspire us to some great naughtiness. The blush on your cheeks betrays you, but you don't want it to stop. I keep pushing you. I keep pushing the buttons that push your buttons. I remotely control your arousal and make it flare up over and over again, building closer and closer to the edge. But not yet. As we leave the store, we go to another. Walking through the crowd, innocence only on the outside, and even that, not very much anymore. You're having a lot of trouble keeping quiet. It's very difficult for you to stay perfectly still, to have your breath measured and normal, to hide the blush on your cheeks. It's not the weather, I assure you. Sometimes your eyes look around furtively, wondering if someone else notices. Did that woman hear you moan? Did that man realize what you're feeling? Do those strangers even know what I'm doing to you? And every time you glance at me, you're frustrated by how normal I let this seem. My face is completely passive, as if nothing naughty is going on at all. Just a nice, kind smile. Just a gentle, wonderful feeling. But the vibrations are getting stronger and stronger, deeper and deeper, more and more intense. Until I let you edge, and then make them fade once more. It's just so frustrating. You want to come so badly, but do you want to come in front of all these strangers? I know the answer, of course. And the pleasure is building up so strong, the pleasure is building up so intensely, that after the orgasm you will simply crash, tired, exhausted. Ten. I count down to watch your frustration. Nine, increasing the vibrations. Eight, intensifying the sensations. Seven, making you crave it more and more. Six, it feels so very good. Five, you have no choice anymore. Four, with every step you're getting closer. 3, just edging for me as you walk. 2, just 2 more steps and I may let you come. 1, you're right here in the middle of this busy street, in the middle of all these strangers being controlled by me. Come. Just come deeply, feeling your moans echo through the streets. It's almost as if everyone is suddenly quiet to hear you. Your lust exposed, you just crash, tired, exhausted. Your mind flutters away deeper and deeper. And you know that you will dream of this. Sweet dreams are made of these desires. Ten, you're feeling so tired. Nine, you just want to close your eyes and sleep. Eight, so relaxed. heaven, so fulfilled. 6, no more thoughts. 5, so ready to sleep. 4, so good. 3, what must you do? 2, who do you obey? 1, and how much do you obey me? Yes, you obey me completely, and this orgasm was a reward for your good behavior. So in a moment when I command you to sleep, you will take off your headphones and drift to sleep. Sleep. Take off your headphones.